Gaza first, where Israel has agreed to a series of humanitarian pauses to allow for the vaccination of children against polio. That's according to the World Health Organization, from Sunday, in three separate stages across the central, southern and northern parts of the strip. And in each stage, fighting will pause for three consecutive days for 8 hours each time. The agreement comes days after UN officials said a 10-month-old baby had been partially paralysed after contracting Gaza's first case of polio for 25 years. Federica Iese is a paediatric surgeon in Gaza working with Médecins Sans Frontières, or Doctors Without Borders. She's been telling us this morning what she expects to happen from Sunday.
Yeah, on Sunday, Israeli forces issued an evacuation order in the area of Al-Aqsa Hospital, in which Médecins Sans Frontières support the emergency department and the surgical activities. We heard like a very big bombings just near the hospital, like 200 meters from the hospital. And at that time, many choosing to leave the area. It means patients, staff, and also the people that was around living around the hospital. The amount of the patient inside the hospital was like 600, and the day after was just 100. It remained the patient very critical in the intensive care unit, in neonatal unit. We continue to support them. We continue to go on with the surgical activities and with the activities in emergency room.
So you're working in a field hospital now, is that right?
I worked in Al-Aqsa Hospital supporting the surgical team in Al-Aqsa Hospital, and then now in a field hospital, yeah.
And will there be vaccinations where you work from Sunday?
Yeah, exactly. We will be a vaccination center in the field hospital. We will start from Sunday. We will reserve an area for just for vaccination, for the polio vaccination, and the vaccination will go on for 3 complete days.
And are you expecting a complete stop to the violence during that time?
Yeah, this is what we know, that Israeli think about a ceasefire, but just in the vaccination area and just for few hours each day. What we know is that we will have like 8 hours each day in which we will have a ceasefire in that zone of vaccination.
Tell me about the work that you're doing in the field hospital and what sort of injuries you're seeing.
Yeah, we open in a very quick way this field hospital that is in Deir al-Bala. It is not so far from Al-Aqsa Hospital, in coordination with the Ministry of Health of Gaza. We opened the emergency department, the IPD, inpatient department, and the OPD, the outpatient department. We received a patient in emergency department because the activity of Al-Aqsa, so children, adult injuries from bombing, yes.
You've worked in other conflict zones, Federica. Can you tell me where else you've been and how Gaza compares with where you've worked before?
It is completely different. I worked in the last 10 years, let's say, in all war environment. What I saw here, it's something strange. We received a lot of children and little boys, let's say like this, under 15 years old, with a shooting in head and neck. This is what in other countries, in other wars, like in Syria, like in Libya, like in Yemen, I never saw.
You've been in Gaza for 1 month. How long can you keep going?
Our rotation is in medium 6 weeks. Of course, there is some of our staff that needed more, like surgeon, like medical doctors, like nurses that can help the local staff, the Palestinian staff that is exhausted of the workload.
That's Federica Iese from Medecins Sans Frontières in Gaza this morning.